While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.
How y'all doing? Happy Tuesday. Good to see everyone. Big shout out to all my supporters. You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show. This is going to be an open line show. You can call in at any point during the broadcast. We're going to be covering some different topics and whatnot throughout the show. So feel free to chime in at any time during the broadcast. But the CIA had their hand in the assassination plot of Donald Trump. And we can tell this by the footprint that's left behind. I mean, essentially, it is like the John F. Kennedy assassination. There was also some of the same characters involved, like the photographer who took the magic bullet picture and took the picture of Trump. And he was also the photographer that was there on 9/11 when George W. Bush was in the school with the schoolhouse with the kids, when they broke the news to him that it was 9/11. If we go to sqauk.com, there's a link in the description to get you to the site. Shadow Games, the CIA's hidden hand in the Trump assassination plot. As the Justice Department charges Pakistani national with plotting to assassinate former President Donald Trump, questions arise about a potential CIA cover-up. Could this be a strategic move to deflect attention from a deeper clandestine operation? And the Justice Department has put charges against this Pakistani national, Asif Merchant. And he's 46 years old. He was plotting to assassinate former President Donald Trump and other political figures, according to sources on the case. In an unsealed indictment released Tuesday, the suspect is accused of conspiring to commit assassination on American soil. A closer examination of the circumstances raises troubling questions about the true origins of the plot and whether the CIA might be orchestrating a cover-up to shift suspicion toward Pakistan and possibly Iran. Now, they're presenting this narrative over at the Justice Department. People ask, why would they present a narrative? I mean, there's always a narrative. This whole country is essentially scripted. But when there's cover-ups at the highest levels, mainly the FBI is involved, and FBI counterintelligence operations, COINTELPRO, is involved in covering these things up for the CIA and other intelligence partners. So the narrative presented by the Justice Department seems straightforward. A Pakistani operative planned to assassinate former President Donald Trump and others using a hitman in retaliation for the U.S. killing of Qassem Soleimani or something like that. I don't know exact pronunciation. Soleimani. However, this explanation conveniently fits with ongoing geopolitical tensions and existing hostilities, making Iran an easy target for blame. So the reason they would do this is because back in 2020, the Trump administration authorized the killing of this Iranian major general. He's in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And he was killed in a targeted drone strike near the Baghdad airport in Iraq. And the strike was ordered by Donald Trump. So basically now the CIA's got a good excuse to blame this operation on, right? And they can say that, you know, this Pakistani had involvement. It's tied to Iran and Pakistan. But really, they want you to look away from the CIA who planned the operation in the first place and put Crooks there. Crooks was training with the feds. We got his phone records, and feds were meeting with him. Feds that met up near Secret Service and FBI headquarters. We know that Crooks was a patsy, just like the CIA would do it. We know the shots came from a lot closer, 253 feet. We know now that everyone was looking over to the right and not to the left. I showed video and demonstrated that yesterday. So the CIA wants this story to get out. It's like saying the Saudis did 9/11 or something, right? So it's a cover-up for the involvement of the actual people who are involved, you know? So all of this is going on. And meanwhile, they say that this guy wanted to hire a hitman for a hit in September or October. This guy was flying around one day before the Trump rally, and it just raises questions, but it really looks like the blueprint of a CIA operation. Now we got to take a look at civil war. It's erupted in England, and it's over failed immigration policies. It's ignited chaos. It's going... Basically, people are going crazy in England. There's parts of it overrun by Islamic extremists. I'm going to play some videos here. We can take a look. So Muslims are shouting Allah Akbar. They're saying that the war has begun over there. But let's see what else is going on. See if I can get these videos going. This guy's going crazy.
Allahu Akbar!
All right, so there's right. So let me see if I can get. Now, there's this violence and chaos has emerged from Manchester, a city that's now overrun by Islamic marauders. Look at this. This is Manchester. Now, this is going to be America soon, except that it'll be Mexicans and people from South America. You know, here we go right here. They're talking about these other towns and cities, all these people, they're showing them. So you can go in the link on Squawk. But what do you guys think of that? I mean, civil war, the lines are open. 262-891-0070, 262-891-0070. Things are breaking loose right here. I'm going to try to go to a feed and type in civil war. And I'm going to see what pops up. Because there could be some new stuff in the feed. I don't know. You know, some... So there's that going on. Just lots of different clips of people, you know, sword fighting and stuff. Just real bizarre. A whole black block of protesters or whatever you call them. Look at this.
Oh, they shut this off.
Bunch of people assembling. So it's just getting weird. It looks like the beginning stages of something. This is in Bangladesh too. They're having issues. But yeah, the UK is just, it's starting to get weird over there. Lots of imagery coming out of the area, but you know, I don't know what to think about it. Totally. I'm going to show this earshot of Donald Trump. That's his ear. We are now about 3 weeks after the shooting, and that's his ear. If you want to call in, 262-891-0070, talk about his ear. Or civil war or any of that. I mean, that's amazing how well it healed right there. We can clearly see, you know. And then yesterday I talked about those operatives that infiltrated the Secret Service. I mean, that's bizarre. As early as 2020, they seized on the Biden administration transition team to do that. So what's up? We got Rusty Shackelford with us. How's it going?
It's going. How's it going with you, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. They, you know, just lots of shit going on. They're basically in civil war over in England.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's like all going to come here because... Of course, they're going to use the same blueprint with everyone from South America and all the Mexicans that they're bussing around and giving free hotel rooms and thousands of dollars on credit cards and all this.
Well, the one video I saw about it, there was a bunch of white people looting stores.
Yeah. So
what the hell?
It's weird. It's just like chaos and pandemonium. The government saying, look, you can get charged for crimes online too. Like if you're just saying shit, they're charging people. If you're on the streets, they're charging people. So basically it's just a full on thing. And everyone, there's different things going on. Like there's people mad against the Islamists. The Islamists are mad, and then the authorities are backing the Islamists, so everyone's mad at the authorities.
I wouldn't pick a different time in to live in. Now is the time to live in, seeing all this straight up fucking chaos.
Yeah, isn't it weird?
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. There's just so much coming to a total head. And then, you know, there's shit like the weather and the flooding worldwide. It's just like city after city is just getting flushed away. People don't really realize this around the world. But, I mean, shit's basically getting flushed away. There's cities in China that are basically, like, wiped out.
I don't know what to think of it anymore. I mean, something's going on.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on this rain from the hurricane to, like, breeze up our ass. We're not even in hurricane season. What happened to hurricane
season? I'm going to show a couple videos. Here's a video of Spain, and there's just cars going down the street. This is from a couple weeks ago, you know, just for people to get an idea. Germany, just some rushing water. Just stuff's not normal right now with anything. There's some high water right here in Sarasota from the hurricane. Some more images out of South Carolina, Charleston. The whole city's underwater. And you're not really hearing about all this like you should. Flooding across Tampa, the entire city's underwater.
You know, they want to keep you looking at the TV screen about fucking election bullshit. They're trying to get the attention of all the old people.
Yeah. This is Pakistan. It's completely underwater. I'm showing some of these images so people can see what we're dealing with. And, you know, the French quarters right here, totally underwater. Just crazy shit. So,
did it be bright?
I don't know. I don't know where that was. It just said French quarters. It might have been like a resort somewhere. Soon to be Hurricane Debbie. This was from a couple days ago. And it was already flooding. Oh, no, I think this was from, 2 days ago. Okay. So it's, you know, just things are like strange and how I feel like they're hiding weather. Like, it's getting reported to some extent. But, I mean, look, this is in Saudi Arabia. There's camels just being washed away. The desert's turned to an ocean. The entire desert's an ocean.
Oh.
I mean, this is what people are going to be dealing with here soon when the new Madrid splits in half. Y'all, don't forget to donate so I can keep going. I appreciate a couple people who threw down yesterday. Thank you so much. I still need to keep donations coming in, though, guys. So thank you. I don't get any money like these other channels that get millions of dollars like Temcast and all them. YouTube gives me $0, so it's all up to you guys. This is crazy, though. I mean, it's just, you know, endless amounts of weather.
Water.
Yeah, water, weather. What do you think of Trump's ear? Did you see that?
I saw that, and all I saw was an old man's ear.
Yeah,
I could see a picture of my ear because my mother used to, I don't know, we were like poor, not super poor, but mostly poor. And she used to cut our hair, and she cut a chunk out of my fucking ear. And if a bullet went through his fucking ear, I feel like it would have taken some like meat with it.
Or at least some hair.
Fucking ear off.
Took some of that hair off, shit. In that toupee.
Should be a little like bald spot, bald streak. Yeah, make them all ghetto looking. Yeah,
Yeah.
Paul Street. Now people are going to start doing that.
It's like the look. Well, you know, we can test this, Rusty. If we, if you go stand about, 253 feet out, I could try and hit you in the ear with an AK.
No. Because when all this shit started and I was saying that it was fucking staged, I asked you if I could shoot an apple off your head. You said no. You said no. You're like, no, bro. And I could do it.
Yeah, this is a little weird. You know, I mean, maybe he got grazed. We're going to merge another call. What's up? Who's this? Who's on the air with us? What's your name, caller?
It's Billy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, check it out. Did you see the story today about the largest iceberg is spinning out of control and scientists don't know why?
It just keeps spinning like in a whirlpool or something.
It's rotating.
That's trippy. It's trippy as hell.
I want you to send me that link. I'm going to see this.
I'll post it on my Twitter as soon as we get off. I mean, it's a big story right now. I've seen it on different news sources, but yeah, we got the largest iceberg spinning out of control. Then you have Kamala Harris. Who'd she pick?
Here, I'm going to play the iceberg thing. Let's see if they play it.
Finally, that the world's biggest iceberg appears to be stuck. For months, the block, which is more than twice the size of Greater London, has been spinning on the spot just north of Antarctica. Polar experts say icebergs normally fragment and melt away, but the A23A, as I'm afraid it's called, has been caught on top of a huge rotating cylinder of water. It's a phenomenon which scientists believe could last for years, with one researcher telling the BBC, "It's the iceberg that refuses to die."
Huh. Now, and just before we go, scientists.
Huh. Crazy, huh?
I guess I know what I'm doing tonight.
It's the iceberg that refuses to die.
You know, but these are news stories that people don't hear every day. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But there's so much going on. I mean, it's hard to cover everything.
That's probably where the Malaysian flight went.
But the weather shit.
Yeah.
Chef can tell you. I was telling the chat. Me and him swap just weather shit all day long. Crazy shit everywhere. Hailstorms in Georgia out of nowhere. Like, just stupid shit.
In the summer, dude. Icebergs floating down the street in Russia. Just, like, crazy shit.
Yeah, like, nobody's picking that up. Nobody even talking about it.
And all I do is give you Pakistani people that were like linked with the Trump assassination. Stupid shit.
Yeah, everyone, take the time right now to subscribe. It takes a second. It's free. Subscribe, but make sure and hit that bell, hit that ringer, because I'm so censored they don't give people notifications. So make sure and hit that notifications button. Shit, what do you think about this shit where they're trying to blame this Pakistani for the Trump plot and all this?
You're old school, dude. I know you're gonna know what I'm talking about, or I'll snap you back. You remember Operation Blackjack?
Yeah,
that slideshow that showed up in the New York newspaper,
right.
And then our country, like America, lets off some nukes and say other people did it.
Yeah.
Well, in that slideshow, the three suspects is China and Iran and Korea.
Oh, that's
and
weird.
We got all them. We got all of them in the mix right now. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. They could blow a false flag over here and everybody fall for it.
Oh yeah.
Hook, line, and sink.
Guaranteed. They probably will.
But yeah, if you don't know what Operation Blackjack is, just type it into the YouTube search, Operation Black Flag slideshow, and it'll bring it up. It was a cartoon, mind you.
Yeah, like a slideshow type thing. Yeah, animated slideshow. It's pretty trippy. And it's kind of like it had like a dirty bomb scenario and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Bands. They take out Paris. Remember? Like, you got, like, everybody needs to watch that because we still have the same player. The same boogeyman is always around, you know?
Yeah.
Korea, Russia, Iran.
Yeah. Always the same boogeyman.
Yeah, I find it weird that people turn their heads to the right in that video and they're looking away from Crooks when the shots ring out.
But we don't know. Was that video when the hydraulic line bust? I mean, you need to think about all this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Do you think they turned their head because they might have heard something we didn't hear? We're going off audio that you're just grabbing from news sources. Think about what I'm saying.
Yeah, but also, like, if you look at when they turn their head, they turn their head right when the first shot is fired, like, literally right when they hear that shit, like, the shot. And they all instantly, like, turn quicker and shit, like, their instincts went off, like, it's gunfire or something. A lot of people thought it was like fireworks.
The blood, like, whether you believe it's real or not, if it's real, then I'm saying he got shot from behind, and that's why the blood splashed on his face the way it did. Now, everybody's showing the ear. And then I seen a tweet today, like a gaslighting tweet, that said, you know, how come the left side ain't calling out Donald Trump's ear? They must all be in on it together. Which,
well,
they are the same wing of a burger. But who's to say that ain't the real Donald Trump out? We know they got body doubles. If you just got shot by the government, would you be putting yourself out or be putting out a body double? That's just a serious question to ask.
Well,
serious.
I like that. It's a good question to ask, but didn't he wipe his hand forward? Like when he got shot, he put his hand forward. And if you look, this is just the occultist in me. If you look, it's all that blood is in the shape of V. So V for victory. That's what freaking Winston Churchill did. Who got that shit from Aleister Crowley? Doing V for victory.
Yeah.
Well, I put this. The chef's got it on the screen. The iPad GOAT. The puppet master's hands at the beginning of the iPad GOAT have the same blood stain on one hand as his face.
And I believe that.
That's so weird.
It is weird. There's like, they're shoving a lot of shit. It's like crazy. I said, they're being. You've heard the term force fed. Well, I put it in the chat. Fed is F-E-D. There is so much being force fed in your face right now, gaslighting. Whether you hate one side or another, that's what you're being fed in your feed.
Yep.
And they figured out how to do
that's what they want. Out how to do it.
They figured out how to do it.
It's revelation of the magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy as shit right now. But the biggest story should be the weather, and nobody's talking about it, which, I mean, I know the government tried killing the president, which allegedly they did before, but I'm just saying, nobody, like, it should be on every news, like, oh, look, what's going on? The weatherman should be going, hey, man, like, people over in India, they're really hurting. Look at this.
Where is Biden?
Saudi Arabia floods and where's the climate change people? Shouldn't they be like pushing all this news story?
They
of the climate?
Flooding the market. Well, wait a minute, though. What movie has just come out? Twister. They remade Twister.
Buffalo, too? Like,
look at
the
Philippines. Why am I picking up a friggin' rock radio station?
That was a Twister.
That was a Twister. Going across the Philippines. They had one, Chef, yesterday in, like, Buffalo or some shit, downtown.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I barely caught that. I think you sent me a link. There's a lot of shit.
Look, they fucking remade the movie Twister this year. And now what? We got Twisters popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
It's predictive programming.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for the Joker 2 to come out. October. That's the movie you should watch. Joker 2.
Oh, shit.
God.
The Walking Phoenix. And Lady Gaga.
Okay, yeah.
Check it out. The first Joker showed you all the civil unrest that we had. You know, people, because they were rioting over him.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did he show you? Everybody. He showed you everybody was wearing masks. Everybody in the movie put on a mask at the end of the movie.
I don't want to watch it.
You have to watch. You have to watch both of them. I'm telling you. We make it to Joker 2.
Mr.
Joker 2 in October. Hey, you just need to watch that movie. There's going to be something in that movie that you need to see. And that's all I'm saying, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Trump has said he's Batman. If you haven't tied in the Batman to Donald Trump and like Gotham City when it got flooded and the first Joker was them flooding the polls. I mean, there is so much, dude. I know it sounds crazy and bizarre, but just look into the ties of the Batman and Donald Trump.
Yeah, the Aurora, Aurora Theater.
It's there. I just don't want to see it. It hurts.
Hey, the very first Batman, like the original, the old school one.
Yeah.
Episode 33.
I like that.
Episode 33. They tell you that Bruce Wayne's grandfather started the Skull and Bones. You can pull that up too, Shep. Somebody says, was he a member of the Skull and Bones? And the maid goes, was he a member? He started the Skull and Bones. That's episode 33 of the original Batman.
Oh, weird. I didn't know that. In the series.
Can you do it on the fly, Shep? Just look it up and show him. But I'm not bullshitting. But yeah, I know it sounds fucking retarded, but yeah, the Batman has a key to what's going on right now.
Hmm.
Wait a minute. Was that the animated series? When you say Batman, what Batman are you talking about?
Like the 1968, 69, 70 Batman?
Okay.
The original series, not no animation. Chef's gonna find it. Just go to YouTube and type in.
One, did it?
Okay, look. Play that shit.
I'm just saying, just throwing that one out there, but I just wanted to make sure I knew which Batman you were talking about.
Jacob Martin in the chat said Adam West, and yeah, the West is really burning right now. It all plays in.
Yeah.
Now that is Bruce Wayne's grandfather, Mrs. Cooper.
His great-grandfather.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir,
So that's there you terrifying. Have it. Yep. That's crazy, dude.
How crazy
I didn't know.
That.
That. Yeah.
That is crazy. Now, episode 33.
Yep. Yeah, that figures the 33. You know, they always got to throw that in. Huh.
Well, see, then you got to think that. You remember what did they tell us started the virus? It was a bat, wasn't it?
Oh, the bat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The bat, too. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no. No, wait a minute. No. We got to dial it back. It was not a bat originally. It was a pangolin.
Oh,
pangolin.
Is that why? Was that and the same year that the United States put out a quarter that had a bat on the back?
It may have been the same. I don't know. I've got several of those quarters. It may have been around the same time.
2020 quarter. Look it up. Yeah. 2020 quarter.
I'm
with the bat.
Dig mine out right now.
You go get them.
I fucking
I ain't
will.
Gonna tell you nothing today.
But they said originally said it was a pangolin.
Yeah.
Oh, well, some
I'm just
Chinese
to tell
guy.
You.
And they even
everybody
did an
thought
it South
came
Park
from back to
South Park.
Yes.
Hmm.
Let's see here. My box is strange. Where you at?
That's weird.
The bat's always around.
Preserved octopus tentacle.
Sushi. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe Skull and Bone. That's weird. I wonder why they worked that into the Batman like that. Like that's fucking suspicious.
Yeah, way back then. Why did they? You know why they did it. It out.
It was just a coincidence. Shit. It surely it's nothing. No.
Kind of like do you remember the Batman with Heath Ledger in it?
No.
The Dark Knight. There you go.
Oh, kind of. Not. I didn't really see all that or nothing.
Oh well, you need
the Dark Knight.
Pull up the poster and show them the poster. And then I'll tell you what that is. Just pull up the poster for the Dark Knight, Chef.
Damn, I guess it was 2020.
That's crazy, Nebraska. I told you, my boy, I won't lie to you.
But don't forget Pangolin. They blamed it on Pangolins first. And then they blamed it on the bat.
Here's the poster. Yeah,
okay, well, what's that look like? Doesn't that look like the plane that went into the Twin Towers? The same hole? Cut it out. Batman is always involved. Mm-hmm. Just
that's
like
crazy. Batman. Let me take this call. What's up? You're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, hi, it's Jocelyn again.
Hey, Jocelyn, good to hear you.
Hey, I have no comment about Batman, Trump's ear, or the shooter today, because you guys are doing a good job on that. But I'm just saying, I think the poll shift has been ongoing, and I'm surprised that more didn't happen at Yellowstone, you know, when that what was it, Biscuit Geyser or whatever the heck that hadn't done anything for many years blew up. And I just think it's more distraction. I think the CYA is just stirring stuff up all over the world and, you know, look here, not there kind of stuff, like you always say.
Yeah, it
but
is.
I came up
it
with
is
a
weird.
Plan.
It makes me feel like
taking back the world.
Do you think the weather's going to really ramp up or like what are
you know,
your thoughts?
Look at the anomalies already, and I don't think it's just because it's a bad hurricane season or you know the jet stream is worse than normal.
Right.
I think that this it's a combination of HAARP, the technology that they have, the agenda, like relocating people from California, clearing it out, saying put the railway in, and you know, some other country plans has grand designs and probably laid claim on it through a business deal many decades ago, you know, all the money that we owed a certain country and this and that. But I do have an ingenious plan, though, for taking back the country and making things a lot better.
What is it? What
you got?
You're gonna love this.
Oh, yeah, let's
hear it. Wait for it, wait for it. And I'm stone cold sober, not doing anything nefarious. But listen, Trump teams up with Putin, and that, you know, because they're in a lot of ways they're on the same page. They've got a good working relationship.
Yeah.
So he can work things out. You know, I'm not saying we're gonna go to their system or have to sell our soul or anything, but together these two superpowers, if we would team up, and I really think we could tamp them down enough to where, you know, we could make an impact and probably get things back within reasonable control. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was wondering if Trump would consider like calling Putin and doing something, but like the left is gonna say he's in with the Russians the whole time and all that, you know. But yeah,
they can say what they want. Look at the nonsense they come up with on a daily, you know, basis. I mean, yeah, they can say whatever they want, like listening to the news and try to ferret out some little sunflower seed of truth, and there really isn't any, because, you know, come on. But
yeah, anyway, I think that's a good idea. Russia being on our side would be good.
So, okay, you guys, will carry on. Great show.
All right, thanks, Jocelyn.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, if
holy shit, she's right though.
Yeah,
I think I could get all the shit that's going on in Israel to like stop. If I could get them into a friggin' bar and just get them high on a fucking hookah, we could fucking knock out a peace agreement
on a hookah
and get the stupid canal built.
Yeah,
like easy. Like, yep. Look, just fucking, you know, we don't like you, you don't like us, but can we come to an agreement?
Yeah, it's all about all that shit. They're building infrastructure, everything, making money, getting money for Halliburton, all this shit. I don't know. It seems like they're preparing for war in the U.S. too. There's insurance companies changing their rates based on war.
It doesn't matter who wins, because I feel like there's going to be a friggin' civil war.
Yeah.
Like, not like a major one, but there's going to be like areas like, you know, friggin' Texas and Arizona aren't getting along this day. What do you got, Jen?
Out of F-18 and F-18 parts pumping out major expensive last 2 years,
and then
really
they,
strong.
And the whole friggin' like reminding everybody that, oh well, you know, on your 18th birthday, you get a selective services card.
Oh yeah, they're gonna they're gonna try to call women in to get women in for a draft. Like they're gonna open up the draft on women.
Oh no, they're gonna do it. And
you know, as well as I do. Oh, a fear tactic. We're going to do a draft. You don't have to do a draft. Three bombs that would end every war. Nobody does. Supposedly. Allegedly. Well, nobody knows. This ain't going to be a Iraq bullshit. There ain't going to be no Afghani bullshit. I'm telling you. It's going to be with what?
It's a cardboard war. They're printing them rockets. Inflatable tanks right now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. What kind of fireworks? Hey, when you watch Iron Dome in Israel, like defending, it looks like it's just shooting down firecrackers or bottle rockets or something.
Yeah.
It's like they shoot off
fireworks. I mean, yeah. Like big ones, fireworks maybe.
Over there, get them staged. People to believe that fucking...
They own all the land around there, and they just shoot fireworks shows the whole time.
Oh, it is. Like,
wouldn't that be funny as shit? Because I want to say that there.
They buy more gunpowder than anyone.
The people that live there think that they're like the holiest of holy. We have a dome, and nothing can get to us.
Well, it's New Age Nazism.
It's like, what if they? Well, it keeps everyone in fear there, I'm sure, you know. that whole situation.
But you can't be anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
If you say anything negative, hey, we're gonna take care of you.
And no one knows what's negative. Yeah. Like it could be anything you say. Well, I guess I'm gonna get out of here for today. I gotta run to the store and do a couple things.
Haven't I told you about how my cousin Ashnaki is doing? He's not doing so well, eh? He got rushed in the market today. Somebody picked his pocket.
It's like the jerky boy. Remember that, y'all? That that was a pretty good impersonation or whatever. So I'll be back on tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming out, and we're going to cover it. I'm going to see if there's any new Trump assassination plot information coming out. We're going to see if we can get some new camera angles, body cam footage. Any of that's going to be key so we can find out more about what's really going on. We talked about the weather, all that stuff. Don't forget to support the show, support everything. Thanks, Pam. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Rusty. Thanks, everyone, for keeping the show going. We'll talk to you soon. And I'll see you tomorrow. Love you guys.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.